Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rusty, to ask the question there of... right before the break, how would we feel if Mike Budenholzer was still the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks? And, you know, that's an interesting one. A guy who's won an NBA championship there. And they'd felt in Milwaukee that it's run its course mm-hmm. with Budenholzer because it was a bit of a roller coaster. But I think
what
we look at...
he was only 1 year removed from that championship when they let him go, right?
I think what we look at, though, is how hard it is to have that stability. And like this text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. Giannis has too much pull in Milwaukee. Shocking how he skates on this. Like, there was some butting of heads with Mike Budenholzer. They brought in Adrian Griffin as kind of the player's coach, if you will. And it was an absolute disaster. I mean, that from the jump, that was an absolute disaster. When he fires when Terry Stotts leaves on his own accord
mm-hmm.
at the very beginning of the year before they've even played a game, that was kind of the sign of the times there.
Yeah, Terry Stotts.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I there is an element of me that understands Adrian Griffin in the position that he was in, because it's not just like he hired Terry Stotts and there was like, dude, I got a veteran coach and he's an offensive mind. He's one of the brilliant offensive minds in the game of basketball. And Terry Stotts is, I mean, everything that people had a gripe with him in here in Portland was not on that end of the floor.
Right. Yeah. No.
but you look at it and you go, they acquired Damian Lillard after they acquire Terry Stotts to be an assistant.
Yep.
The guy who is Dame's head coach and the person he relied on and leaned on the most as a coach, as an advisor and a confidant, grooming him as an NBA player
yep.
to the person and player that he was. I understand how you want to kind of establish I'm the head coach and all that stuff, but that was the first sign of, oh boy, this guy's not confident. Comfortable in his own skin as a head coach.
Yeah, and the thing is, if that's your whole point, you want to establish yourself as I'm the head coach, then look, most young head coaches and first-timers, they bring in veteran guys, but if you're going to be like, I'm the head coach, then don't bring them in.
And then when Milwaukee hired Doc Rivers, who was the advisor to Adrian Griffin, that was a move that you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on in Milwaukee?
With even Doc saying, I don't know why you guys are hiring me.
If Budenholzer was the coach, I think there would be a more of a feeling of cooler heads would prevail mm-hmm. and calmer waters would be ahead in the playoffs. I 100% agree with that sentiment. But they also have got some issues where Chris Middleton has been a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. When you have Beasley and Lillard in your backcourt, they had to go and get Drew Holiday, or excuse me, Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
Because there was such a hole in their backcourt. And we've seen this play out here in Portland for a long time. And even with Giannis Antetokounmpo, even with Brooke Lopez, even with Chris Middleton, they had such a fracture defensively that they needed a big Band-Aid for that. I still do think, though, you get Giannis and you're in a playoff situation, they have punches and counterpunches to win in the playoffs. If the Milwaukee came out of the East, would you be surprised? Even with all the turmoil they've been in?
No, because it's still hard to trust the Celtics.
And hard to trust the Celtics and stars win in the playoffs.
Yeah, because to me still, Jason Tatum to me still doesn't feel like a one. You know, feels he could be a 1A, he could be a co-Batman, but he doesn't feel like Batman.
No. This is, and look, they actually fixed a lot of things in Boston, and Drew Holiday is the guy I think they needed because they have a ball handler, they have a veteran leader in the backcourt, and a guy who can, you know, be a steady hand in a playoff series. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. Really good to have. Really good to have. And that's what they were missing. And look, how can we not acknowledge what Peyton Pritchard did this weekend? 31, then 38. Hey, not too bad.
Right?
When nobody else is playing on your roster.
Yes.
But
somebody's got to score.
They've got depth, man. They've got depth. They're a really damn good team. And really, I'm excited to see them with Holiday in their backcourt because I think they can be very dangerous. I mean,
yeah.
I think last year, well, not just last year, this iteration of the Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, it has been the really good regular season team, playoff, no shows. And those two guys are really going to have to kind of elevate their game in the playoffs to win, but their surrounding cast, it makes so much more sense as a playoff team than it did even a year ago. And I think that's because Marcus Smart was not a ball handler that you could rely on. He was a really good defender, but now you got a true point guard in Drew Holiday who can be your calming force.
Yeah. He just feels like one of those glue guys that helps keep everything together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's in a really tough spot though. And it's so weird. As you look at these first round in potential first round playoff matchups, doesn't the East look way more attractive and more fun to watch than the West does? You could potentially have playoff matchups of Miami-Boston,
mm-hmm.
New York-Philly, okay, Milwaukee-Indiana,
yeah,
and Milwaukee being, you know, if Giannis plays, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
But Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, the Milwaukee Bucks, that seems like a fun matchup.
Yeah.
And then you have the two upstarts that have gone through the injury bug and kind of been a roller coaster, but are trying to figure it out with Cleveland and Orlando. A
couple of young teams. And yeah, that seems like a fun one.
And then in the West, you're sitting there going, all right, you're staring down the barrel of Oklahoma City Lakers, which that could be a fun matchup, but mm-hmm. Hey, Anthony Davis got hurt.
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
And
this is my surprise face.
Did you hear he called it a dirty play that Larry Nance Jr. had?
Mm-mm.
He said he went up for a dunk. And I watched the replay. I couldn't. He said that Larry Nance Jr. pushed him in the back when he went up and he was in the air. And I saw it, and it looked like it's no more contact than you normally see not called a foul in the NBA on a guy who's on a follow-up dunk. Like, it was a put-back dunk attempt. He jumped, and Larry Nance, it's not like he shoved him. It was just like the smallest of nudges, and he called it like a dangerous play. And he's like, I know Larry Nance Jr. isn't a dirty player, but it's a dangerous play. It's like, I did not get that sense at all. Anthony Davis didn't even hit the ground on the play.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here, and it looks like basketball.
Backs are fickle, though. and he's a lower back injury, so hopefully he is okay and ready to play in the playoffs. But then you could have New Orleans, Denver, which that doesn't do much for me personally. Yeah. Minnesota, Phoenix, that has a potential to be a really fun matchup.
Yes.
Where you could have Nurk and KD, Gobert and Kat, and then you have Connolly and Booker and Beal and Ant. That could be a fun matchup, yeah, starting five-wise.
Yeah, and see what kind of a leap that the Timberwolves can take in the playoffs.
And then upset watch with the Mavericks and the Clippers in that 4-5 matchup where I don't think anybody is taking the Clippers in this one. Everybody's like, yeah, Dallas is a monster right now.
Well, yeah, and wake me up when the Clippers actually ever make any noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm more excited for the East.
Yeah.
I really am.
Which is a rarity.
I know!
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.